Recorded Books presents People, Power, Change, Organizing for Democratic Renewal by Marshall Ganz, narrated by the author. Acknowledgements. I share this book with gratitude for the people with whom I've learned, experiences we have shared, commitments we have made, craft we have developed, and persistence without which there would be no book. When Liz McKenna decided she would be the doula of this book in 2015, I knew it could become real. Her belief in the value of our project, commitment to seeing it through, gift of bringing sustaining order to encroaching chaos, clarity and creativity of writing, co-writing and editing, sharing of tough decisions, insight, intelligence and thoughtfulness, and perhaps most important of all, her spirit of humor, love, and hope. Liz, it's truly been 9 years. Years during which it also has been my joy to accompany you on your journey from student to collaborator and now to colleague, as you have accompanied me on mine. Although I've aspired to this book at least since 1985, shortly after I left the farmworkers, I struggled to make it real. One reason I returned to school in 1991 was to structure my writing as a senior thesis, thank you, Margaret, master's thesis, and a dissertation, thank you, Theta, Richard, Andy, and Mark. This book only began to become real-ish after I finished my PhD in 2000, then again in 2009 after I published my first book, and yet again in the spring of 2015, when I took a leave with this purpose in mind, but not in print. This is when Liz took it on. We began work on a proposal and finding an agent, but over the next 3 years, it moved too slowly. So, in 2018, Liz made common cause with Hari Hahn, also a former student, collaborator, and colleague, then teaching at UC Santa Barbara. On the morning of June 19th, they both knocked on the door to my hotel room in San Francisco, where I was to give a talk on organizing. It was what organizers call an action. So, are you going to do it or not? If not, let's drop it. But if so, show up in Santa Barbara on January 19th, 2019 to face people with whom you have been working and who want you to commit to getting it done. Will you commit? It blew my mind. Like a drowning person, years of teaching, organizing, and coaching flashed before my eyes. And on Friday, January 19th, there they were. Hari, Liz, Nisreen Hajahmad on Zoom, Joy Cushman on Zoom, Margaret Weir, my senior thesis advisor, Art Reyes, Andy Andrews, Wing Doan, Bernie and Rose Steinberg, Rune Bastrup, Liv Detlef, Wing Doan, Kanoko Kamata, Anna Babovich, Kwesi Chapin, Ethan Frey, Dan Grandoni, Nicholas Hayes, Tamara Kay, Jessica Mealy, Scott Reed, Conrado Santos, Regina Schwartz, Chris Torres, Jake Waxman, Jotsuru Bawa, Hope Wood, and Sam Wones. They weren't just there. They were there to offer support as both challenge and affirmation, to remind me of the learning we had done together, and they were organized. For each chapter and each deadline, I was to be accountable to a specific chapter team. Let me be clear. I did want to write this book, but I also think I would have failed the famous marshmallow test, unable to delay gratification, because it always seems there is so much to get done now, given especially fast moments of danger and opportunity in the wake of the general election of 2016. But it worked. So now that the book is here, I'm grateful to many others who made the endgame happen. At the Practicing Democracy Project, Emily Lynn, who also joined me in figuring out how to launch our first online organizing class in 2010, made it a practical priority, and Alyssa Ashcraft insistently managed the time. Thanks to Audra Wolf, my hopeful, wise, and cheerfully ruthless editor, James Cook at Oxford, who always kept hope alive,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?